This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's March 25th, and was on this date in 1911, arguably one of the worst days in industrial American history took place. A factory in New York City burned, killing 146 workers. It happened at the Triangle Shirtwaist Company, owned by Max Blank and Isaac Harris, on the 8th floor of a 10-story building in downtown Manhattan. Today, it would probably be called a sweatshop, with nearly all of the some 600 workers, young women and even teenage girls. They think the fire started in a rag bin and spread quickly. The doors to the stairwells and exits had been locked because management didn't want anyone taking unapproved breaks or steal anything. Out of the four elevators there, only one was fully operational and had a capacity of just 12. What fire escape there was shoddy, capable of handling only a few women at a time. And when the manager attempted to turn on the fire hose, it malfunctioned due to being rotted. As panic set in, some began jumping down the elevator shafts to their death, while others, trapped, opted to jump out of windows, and still others trapped inside were left to die from the flames. Blank and Harris were put on trial for manslaughter, but got off without any charges. And on April 5th, 80,000 people turned out to protest the conditions which contributed to the fire. Since then, because of that fire, a series of regulations have been instituted to better protect those who work in factories. And by the way, that building still stands. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.